و برنامه امروزمون رو آغاز می‌کنیم. Okay, if you remember, we are supposed today to speak about future studies or futures or futures research. All expressions, all terms are useful and meaningful. So before start, I just want to encourage you again to participate. Please, whenever you feel ready, don't hesitate to start to speak. In fact, don't hesitate to take the lead and start the discussion. That's your class, so make the most of it you yourself, please. And this expression, take the lead, you know, the word leader, supreme leader of Islamic Republic of Iran. So lead means to be the one who guide the person who guides others or guides something. So it can be a discussion, it can be an activity. So to take the lead means to take control of the class or somehow be the leader of the class by speaking, or simply to start the conversation and set up a discussion. So it means just go first and be the speaker. So if you have an idea, please don't wait, don't hesitate, just take the lead and share it with your classmates and with the class itself. So in this class, I'm going to speak in two parts because some of your friends have mentioned in previous sessions that they are not enough familiar with this discipline of futures or futurology or future studies. I'll discuss the definition and meaning of this word, this term, future studies, in the first place. So in the first half of our class, our discussion will focus on that to help us become more familiar with the term itself. But then in the second half of our class, we have another opportunity to examine relationship between humanities and future studies with more details, and in more detail, in fact. So our first part of our class is exploration of what futures or future studies mean to build our understanding of the world before going toward second part of our class, in which we will focus specifically on how it connects to humanities. Before it, I just want to remind you of our discussion in the previous session. We are supposed to start with you rather than me. So if you have some considerations about the topic of our previous session, please don't hesitate and let others to know it. Please take the lead and come first and start speaking about it. So do we have any volunteer?
Excuse me.
Yes, go on.
I want to take about the relation between religion and humanities in which before I want to have a mention about this.
Yes, that's our program, as you mentioned. Before going to the topic of our today's discussion, we are supposed to just return back to our previous topic. Yes, and it was religion and its relations with humanities, as you mentioned. Go on, please. That's good.
Okay. About this, I provide one
Unfortunately, I don't have your voice anymore. Do others have your voice or not? Please let me know.
No.
I'm afraid we are disconnected.
I don't have his voice too.
Yes, so that's a technical problem from the side of our friend rather than us. So we can wait for him. Yes, you are back. We didn't have your voice for a while, but now I
excuse
see
me?
The problem is resolved. Go on, please.
Excuse me?
We have you. We have you now. Go on. We didn't have
okay.
you for a while, but now you are with us. Continue with your
okay.
discussion. Again, technical problem is appearing. Okay. Maybe we can start with someone else then, with the hope that the problem with our friend is resolved, we can return to him as well. So anyone else is volunteer to take the lead? Mr. Haj Mohammadi, can you speak just for a moment to check whether your voice is stable or not?
Yes. Can you have my voice?
Now we have you. You're with us.
Okay. Can I speak?
Yes, please go on.
Okay. In the West, due to various factors, religion...
Okay, unfortunately, again, the technical problem appears. I think it's not a good time to have the discussion and lecture of our friend. We can start with Ms. Roya Ashrafi. Go on, please.
Dear Professor, I prefer to talk about the new topic, the topic for today. Instead of religion.
Okay, later we can have you, because
okay.
now it's the time just to return back to the previous topic of our discussion. So
okay.
anyone else? Do we have anyone else, please? Mr. Aj Hosseini, just speak for a moment. Let's check it again. Maybe your voice is sustainable and stable.
Can you have my voice?
Yes, we have your voice with such an echo. It's an echo.
You should off your phone.
Yes.
In the West, do.
Okay, it seems that the problem with our friend is not resolved, and I have no hope to have the chance to listen to him, at least in the beginning of our class. If we don't have anyone else to start with, I continue with my lecture. Then later we will have the discussion of our friends in the field of futurology or future studies. Okay. So what's futures studies? Futures studies is an first interdisciplinary and second multidisciplinary field that studies possible futures. So it seeks to understand how social, technological, economic, political, environmental, cultural, social, political trends or tendencies may shape the future. I will come back to these terms like trends, and like interdisciplinary, like multidisciplinary, and explain them. Just now, I'm here to provide you with a definition for the word in general. So it means in future studies, we are supposed to use a variety of methods, a diversity of techniques to what? To explore possible futures. So that's an important issue. In future studies, we are going toward possibilities or contingencies. So it includes scenarios or possible situations. I will explain scenarios. What does scenarios means? Scenarios mean or forecasting, which means prediction or predict. So backcasting. So bacha, forecasting به معنی به اصطلاح پیشگوییه یه جورایی. Backcasting پسگویی یا پسنگریه. حالا همه اینا رو من توضیح میدم. سناریو هم که همون سناریوی خودمونه دیگه. حالا بذارید تک تک اینا رو توضیح بدم. Okay, what is multidisciplinary? Multidisciplinary means using tools from so many different disciplines like economics, sociology, technology, etc. But separately, to analyze a trend. Trend یعنی یک روند. So to analyze trends while we are using different disciplines separately, it means we have involved with a multidisciplinary study. So future studies is a multidisciplinary study. It's not just multidisciplinary study, it's also an interdisciplinary study as well. So what does it mean? It means to mix several tools or several knowledge oriented and based instruments to create new ways of thinking. So it's about combining different disciplines rather than just putting them together in a line. So when we speak about multidisciplinaries, we are supposed to use separate knowledge. When we speak about interdisciplinaries, we are supposed to use a joint model. And multidisciplinaries means cross-disciplinary or multi-field, when you use multi-field, or somehow plural disciplinary, because several disciplinaries are participated in our study in a separated way. So we have plural disciplinary or diverse disciplinary or diverse field. But in interdisciplinary, we have to aim an integration between disciplinaries. So it's an integrated disciplinary or combined disciplines or cross-cutting. Cross-cutting means we don't consider the border of a disciplinary and go over of it, go beyond it. We cross a disciplinary and mix it with another one. In other words, it's like a holistic approach, رویکرد فراگیر, holistic with H and O. These two form of studying, I mean multidisciplinary and interdisciplinary, are used in futures studies to help us to make better decision in the present time. It's not just about future, it's mostly about present time. It helps us to have a better understanding of our present time and to make decisions about it. So it helps us to understand the future in order to manage our present time and in order to make decisions which lead us to create a better future. So it's between now and future. It helps us to find a way from the point of now to the point of future. So how it happens? It happens by focusing on trends, as I mentioned in the first place when I try to identify and define future studies, I use the word trends or trend. So in future studies, we are supposed to understand the future by identifying and analyzing trends. So what are trends? What is trend? What are trends? Trends are like general directions, general roads in which something is developing or changing over time. دوستان trends به فارسی اگر ترجمه بخوام بکنم میشه روندها یا مثلا گرایشها یا directions که عرض کردم جهتگیریها یا tendencies که عرض کردم گرایشها. حالا تو حوزه های مثل فناوری، نمیدونم علوم انسانی، رفتار شناسی، اقتصاد، تو همه اینا ترند خیلی مهمه، در قلب فیوچرز استادیز هست و اون الگوهایی رو توصیف میکنه که مثلا در یه بازه زمانی مشخص محبوبیت یافته یا به شیوه اثرگذار شده که معرف نحوه انتقال ما از یک نقطه به نقطه بعدیه، اون ارتقاء بر روی بردار زمان رو نشون میده. مثلا مثل روندهای جدید تکنولوژی، new technological trends، گرایش های مثلا جدید بازار سرمایه که الان طلا داره میاد پایین، بعضی همون میخندیم بعضی همون گریه میکنیم، یا حتی مثلا جریان ها، مثل جریان های فرهنگی، اینا مسائلی از این دست. حالا نمیخوام زیاد توضیح بدم، به انگلیسی بذارید بگم مثلا there are so many ways to explore the meaning of trends, such a great word in English. So we can translate it, we can find a synonym like patterns for it. Because trends means repeated ways something is happening. So repeated ways something happens is trend. Also shifts, because in trends we have somehow a change. Change is the most stable core of the meaning of trend. So important changes in how things are done can be meaning of trend somehow. Or even movements. So big change. You know, the difference between shifts and movements is that shifts is just changes in detail. But movements means those kind of changes that are so big, a group of changes. So big changes in ideas or in behaviors. So trends can be seen via movements. Movements are presenting trends. Movements, technological movements, by the appearance of artificial intelligence technology, we have a new movement from old electronic based industry to AI based industry. A new wave of electronics is now with us. Also, as I mentioned, we can use the word directions, the path something is taking, the road something is taking, the way something is taking, our direction toward our work, our direction toward our future, our direction toward different aspects of our life. Also, as I mentioned, tendencies, which shows our likelihood to move in a certain direction. When you like something, you go toward it. That's your tendency. Tendency گرایش. So social media trends change quickly. That's an example. Social media trends change quickly. Humanities trends change quickly. So it means what's popular today in our humanities is changing. Or in social media, as I mentioned. So that's the meaning of trend. Let me provide you with another definition for futures studies. We can define it as something that can help us to create a better future by helping us to envision and work towards desirable futures. So my focus is on this word envision. I just wanted to give you an image of envision. You know, vision, the word vision, and en in English makes verbs with an added meaning. So when you use envision, دوستان به معنی تجسم دادن، یعنی یه چیز ذهنی رو اینجوری عملیاتی کردن، پیشبینی ذهنی کردن. مثلا it means to imagine something but not pure imagination. A form of imagination which comes with visualization. یه جور تصور همراه با تجسم بخشی، تجسد بخشی. To foresee, دوستان see یعنی دیدن دیگه. Foresee یعنی پیشبینی کردن. To anticipate. Or to picture. Picture here as a verb. To picture something means to make a picture of something in your mind. To dream up of something. To come with a dream of something in your mind. To dream it up. تو ذهنتون اینو خیال پردازی که میکنید، به این میگیم در واقع خیال پردازی معطوف به تصویر سازی. به این میگیم مثلا به فارسی بگیم تجسم کردن، envision. You can envision a world without poverty. اگه یه جهانی رو بدون poverty و فقر تصور بکنید، این در واقع envision کردید. تصور اینطوری منظورمون هست. Let me give you another example, then I can come to our friends and take them the time to speak. It's the last definition I'm going to provide you about futures studies. Future studies also can be defined as something that can help us to make better decisions in the process of decision making. In the present, in our time, how it happens? By helping us to understand the potential consequences of our actions. Here I want to focus on consequences. This really important word in humanities, consequences. So it helps us with letting us understand the potential consequences of our actions. And it's a formal definition for one of the formal definitions of futures studies. These three definitions all are formal definitions of future studies. I didn't make them out of myself. They are just how people of this discipline have defined this field of study. So what is potential consequences of our actions? پیامدها یا نتایج در واقع پتانسیل و متوقع رو، یا پتانسیل به معنی دارای پتانسیل رو، بالقوه رو، اون پیامدهای بالقوه our actions، اعمالمون رو. خیلی دیسیپلین جالبی هست مطالعات آینده پژوهی. متاسفانه در کشور ما بسیار غیر علمی و به یک معنا ایدئولوژیک و ساده سازانه شکل گرفته. یکی از اون رشته هایی هست که علوم انسانی رو به علوم طبیعی مربوط میکنه. تو ذهن ما افتاده اون ور طیف، یعنی علوم انسانی رو به امور هپروتی مربوط میکنه، در حالی که اصلا این رشته جایی بین علوم انسانی و صنعت قرار میگیره، جایی بین علوم انسانی و مطالعات فرهنگی معطوف به اتفاقات جهان بیرون قرار میگیره. خیلی کانکریت و عملیاتی هست. حالا let me focus on this word consequences. I just wanted to have discussion a bit about this word consequences. It's such an important word in futures studies. Also it's an important word and term in humanities. It's among most important terminologies of humanities. So what are consequences of an action of or of our actions. Consequence refers to the result or effect. So make a separation between two. Result or effect of an action, of a decision, of an event. So whatever we do can have a consequence, can have a result, can have an effect, have an effect, can have an aftermath. Aftermath یعنی عواقب دیگه، عاقبت، عواقب. Ramification دوستان به اون عواقب پیچیده رو میگیم ramification، اون یک امر مغلق در حال برآمدن مثلا. So in future the studies our focus is on understanding potential consequences, not happened consequences, potential consequences, not those consequences that have already taken place, not this kind of consequences. Those consequences are in fact a studying that have a potentiality. Okay, after speaking about different futures studies, I want just to focus on methods of futures studies and have a discussion about its methodological approaches. But before going to methodology, let me give the chance to our friends and have your discussion about different aspects of this topic. As I remember, Ms. Roya Ashrafi was the first volunteer, so please take the lead and go on.
About the relation between humanities and about the humanities and future studies, I want to say that humanities achievements in different fields have important role in our future, in our future lives. Today life is very different from what it was in the past. We should prepare ourselves and our societies for all the changes in the future. I think in order to make a desirable society, we should take some steps. As the first step, we have to be able to predict the future, to know our needs, and our requirements, and we have to know the factors that impact the future. Based on these, humanities itself can be the subject for for studying the futurology. یعنی اینکه حوزه علوم انسانی خودش میتونه که یه موضوع باشه برای آینده پژوهی. Do you have my voice? صدای من هست؟
Yes, I have your voice. Yes, no, I have your voice. Unfortunately, I couldn't find this page of our discussion. I had a problem in finding it for a moment. Yes, you are right. As you mentioned, it's such an important issue for humanities, and I will speak about the relations between these two fields, and I will try to make it clear how we can use these two fields together. And in fact, as you mentioned, futures studies is a part of humanities. It's not separated from it, it's not out of it, it's inside it. So I think we have to try to make future studies beneficial for our country, our beloved country, Iran. So we have to ask ourselves several questions. How can Iran use future studies? How we can take key steps and go forward using it? And what should Iran do to work with future studies? We have a problem in our country. Our approach toward this discipline is really unrealistic, really ideological, really with no meaning. So that's, I think, we have to do. Thank you for your participation. Do you think there are something else you want to add? Ms. Ashrafi, okay. Finish your... Okay.
Yes,
thank you. Anyone else, please? Do we have any other volunteer, please?
Can I speak?
Yes, please, Mr. Ayri, please go on.
As you said, future studies help us think about a possible future. And I think future studies and the humanities are connected because both study human life. And humanities help us understand people and cultures. And future study help us plan for the future. Future researchers use ideas from sociology, history, and philosophy. And this helps us to ask important questions about the future of culture and society. I think the goal is to learn from the past and think about better futures.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Thank you for your pure definition of futures and futures studies. Thank you. Let me continue with our discussion. So I'm supposed to speak about the methods or methodology of futures studies. So three important sections, let's call it, three important parts it has. I mean, futures studies can get separated to three important portions. One, scenarios. Two, forecasting, and the third part is backcasting. So I will speak about these three parts in detail. Let's start with scenarios. Before it, let's start with scenarios. What are scenarios? Scenarios are stories about possible incoming futures. And as you know, as I mentioned, we needed to have an imagination of potential consequences of different trends, different actions, different behaviors we have as humans. So scenarios are about storytelling, story making. When you make a story, you are already creating a scenario. In fact, scenario is a detailed description of a possible future situation. If you imagine a possible future situation in detail and try to describe it, try to make it like something you can see it, you can understand it. So it is scenario making. It happens with decision making process. It happens via decision making process, by planning a decision, by going toward a decision making process. You can make a scenario. So prediction is a part of scenario making. Simulation, شبیه سازی دیگه، سیمیولیتور دوستان میدونن دیگه، سیمیولیشن is another part of scenario making process. Projection. Projection یعنی پیشنگری دوستان که در اون ما چیکار میکنیم؟ Hypothetical situation is supposed to be given in our mind, to be thought about it in our mind. اون hypothetical situation یعنی موقعیت فرضی رو ما در projection لحاظ میداریم, and by relying on that we can make a scenario out of it. میتونیم یه سناریو ازش در بیاریم, بسازیم. سناریو رو به فارسی, سناریو رو مثلا میشه طرح احتمالی آینده ترجمه کرد. ببینید در مطالعات آینده پژوهی, as I have seen so many times, it is translated to طرح احتمالی آینده یا طرح پیشنهادی آینده, ولی فکر میکنم طرح احتمالی آینده دقیق تره, چون در سناریو میکینگ ما حرفمون این نیستش که چی میخوایم بشه, حرفمون اینه که چی داره میشه. So as I mentioned, it has three portions, three sections or parts. First is scenario making, then forecasting. Forecasting, what is forecasting? Let me speak about forecasting. Forecasting can be translated in Persian to پیشنگری. بعد اون backcasting میشه پسنگری. اصلا کست یعنی ریختگری, ریختن. این کست معنی منتشر کردن هم کست هست. مثلا نیوز کاستینگ یعنی بنگاه خبر پراکنی, ولی اونم ریختن دیگه. اینو وقتی شما یه چیزی رو ریختگری میکنید, فرم میدید, یک چیز, یکی از این, یک چیزی که در واقع وضعیت غیر جامد داره به صورت مایع رو, اینو فرو میریزید, پخشش میکنید درون اون پترنتون تا فرم بگیره. کست به معنی ریختگری هستش. کستینگ به معنی شکل دادن, فرمینگ به معنی در واقع, مثلا میگیم آیرون کستینگ یعنی ریختگری آهن. یا مثلا در سینما دوستانی که آشنا هستن میگن کستینگ دایرکتور. مثل این آقای یکی هستش توی سینمای ایران همه بازیگرا رو انتخاب میکنه, شریفی نیا, اون کاستینگ دایرکتوره, یعنی انتخاب بازیگر برای نقش ها رو, یعنی داره منتشر میکنه, پخش میکنه هر فرمی رو, هر نقشی رو به یک کسی, به معنی پخش کردن, به معنی شکل دادن. حالا forecasting in fact is the process of predicting the future. When you try to have a prediction of the future, and it often can take place by making estimates about things. Estimates یعنی ارزیابی کردن, یعنی در واقع چیزی رو شما اون نرخ دقتش رو لحاظ بدارید, estimate بکنید. Like population growth, like economic growth, like technological change, when you try to estimate, پیش بینی بکنید, مثلا estimate, فارسی دقیقش لحظه یادم نمیاد, estimate کردن یعنی
تخمین میتونه باشه, تخمین.
بله ببخشید, تخمین زدم, ممنونم. وقتی شما تخمین میزنید یک چیزی رو, when you, اصلا بهتره که it's not good to speak Persian. When I speak Persian, it just I make a mixture of everything and it makes nothing in fact. Okay, estimate means try to understand the quantity and quality of something. So like population growth, as I mentioned. Forecasting is using data or trends to predict what is going to take place in future, the future events in fact. Like weather, like sales, it can be about technological changes, it can be about everything. It can be about different aspects of humanities. So, it's, as I mentioned, it's about estimation, it's about outlook, to see the outlook of something, چشم‌انداز یک چیزی رو. Okay, it's enough. And another portion of futures studies is backcasting. Backcasting is the process of working not forward, but backwards. So we go backwards from an exact point. What is that exact point? From a desired future or wanted future or favorite future. So there is a favorite future. We have imagined it in the previous steps, in our forecasting, in our scenario making. Then we have forecasted it, but now we have to make a step backwards. We have to go backwards. We have to make the process of backcasting. So what is backcasting? Backcasting, as I said, is the process of working backwards from this exact desired future, this exact favorite future. We have made it out of our mind, of course, not in the reality. So why we have to do this kind of process? Why we have to follow this kind of direction? Because with such an approach, we can identify the steps that are needed to be taken to achieve to that future. So to see that future by our steps, to achieve to that future, we need to think about the ways that future can take place from the point we are located on that at this time. So from that future, we need to do the action, the act of backcasting. In fact, backcasting starts with a desired future goal. And it works with figuring out those steps that are needed to achieve that future in our mind and in reality, of course, by taking place of these steps in reality. So it's a reverse planning. I am speaking about different layers of backcasting. It has a reverse planning part in driving. If you have an automatic gear car, you know that you have a reverse gear. Reverse yani ma'kus. Or you have to make a goal based planning based on what you don't have and what you need. So it's, I think, clear. We don't need to say more on this part of our discussion. So all is about forecasting, backcasting, and scenario building programs and steps. Now I just want to speak about different branches of future studies, and after it, I will speak about several important figures and thinkers in this field of studying. Then we can make a shift to the second part of our discussion, the second half of our class, in which I will speak about humanities and its relations with future studies. But before it, if anyone is volunteer, please go on and speak.
Can you say something?
Yes, yes, please say something. And after you, our friend in the beginning of our class, what was his name? Maybe now the technical problem is resolved. We can invite him. I can't find him in the list. Okay, maybe he's not with us anymore. But if he's with us, after Ms. Ashrafi, please check your mic. Maybe the problem is resolved and we can have your voice again. Yes, go on, please. Thank you.
I think futurology has a close connection with worldview, with ideology and the culture of nations. I think that different nations select their own activities and their approach for the future, based on their culture and their ideology. Am I right?
Yes, you are right in to some extent, but you are not right if we are speaking about futurology as a discipline that is promoting days by days. So let me explain it in detail. The futurology that we have in our country is representing the first generation of this discipline, which was so related towards ideology. So in futurology, we were supposed to think about what we want and to try to make it possible without getting involved with the reality itself. But nowadays, futurology is trying to make a separation, of course, as much as possible. It's not possible completely, as much as possible. It tries to make a separation between itself and ideological goals. It tries to see the future, then form it in a way that it's possible in relation with our potentialities rather than our ideologies. But as you mentioned, there is a connection between what we have in our mind as our goals and or ideologies, which ideology itself means a network of our goals in a systematic way, and futures studies or futurology. Yes, to some extent you are right, but let's use the terminology of this discipline. The tendency, the trends of this discipline, I mean futures studies, is towards making it as far as possible when it comes to ideologies. Okay, do you have anything else to add?
No, thanks.
Thank you.
I convinced. Yes, you're right.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Yes, go on please, Ms. Tari.
I don't understand exactly.
Let me say something. You have proven, our ladies of our class, you have proven in action that ladies are first. It's not just about entering a door. Ladies are first almost in everything. So go on.
Thank you. I have a question about difference between backcasting and forecasting. I think you said backcasting is about your favorite future. I'm not sure. What is different? I don't understand correctly.
Yes, I will explain it again and more. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry, I turned off my mic. Okay. Our friend's question is about differences between backcasting and forecasting. So let me explain it again. Forecasting is the process of predicting the future. Backcasting is the process of working backwards from a desired future. So first, in your mind, you do the act of forecasting. By forecasting, you predict a future. You find a point on future. You pin it, put a pin on it. So that's your future. Now you need to do the act of backcasting. What is backcasting? In forecasting, you moved from now to the future. In backcasting, you are backing from that future to the point of now. You try to see, okay, how that future can be related to now, and in a reverse thinking, you can imagine how you have to make steps or take steps backwards from that future to nowadays. It's like a simulation. You know, شبیه سازی میکنیم دیگه. یعنی در نظر میگیریم از اون آینده مفروضمون، given futureمون، چطور به امروز میشه برگشت. این یعنی یعنی راه‌های تغییر به امروز رو از آینده چک میکنیم. به این میگیم backcasting. Okay, that's clear. That's enough. Or we need to go more on detail.
Thank you. I got it.
You are welcome. Okay. Let's continue with different branches of future studies. Okay. So there are different branches of future studies. And I just want to speak about the most common ones. I don't go to all branches because it takes a long time. We don't have it. So we have social future studies, which is really related to humanities. So this branch of future studies is supposed to focus on social and cultural aspects of the future. You are supposed to understand future in terms of its social and cultural aspects and forms. I will speak about it more. Another form of futurology is technological futures studies. So what is technological futures studies? In this branch of futures studies, our attention is on the technological forms of changes or technological changes that are taking place in the future, of course. We have economic futures studies that focuses on the economic changes of the future. We have political futures studies, which is about politics. And we have an important field of environmental futures studies, which is such an important issue and maybe among the most important branches of futurology. So this branch of futures studies focuses on different environmental changes that are taking place and really are dangerous nowadays. Without paying attention to them, there is no future for humans as a whole. So these different branches of futures studies are interconnected. It's like impossible to make a complete separation between them. So if you are working on social futures studies, you need to be informed of technological futures studies. Without getting advice from in technological futures studies, without knowing about waves of changes in technology, you have no chance. You have no future to understand futures studies. آینده نداره آینده پژوهی اجتماعی یا علوم اجتماعی بدون توجه به آینده یا آینده پژوهی در واقع فناوری. Also technological futures studies need to make informed to be informed of economic futures studies, social futures studies, political futures studies. So they are integrated, they are interconnected. As I mentioned, they are multidisciplinary and interdisciplinary. Sometimes we have to see them, see different disciplinaries inside each other to make our mind about future out of these considerations and contemplations. And sometimes you need to mix them together, to combine them together. Okay. Let me speak about several important thinkers and figures in future studies. Then we will focus on second part of our discussion, which is about humanities and its relationships with futurology. Okay, what are the most important thinkers in this field of study? So I can name several of them.
Excuse me, can I speak?
Go on, please. Yes, Mr. Desfouli.
Thanks. I think bad casting refers to the mismatch or superficial use of ideas, discipline, or narrative when inviting the future. It happens when elements like humanity, insight, cultural story, or historical analog are forced in the future thing in ways that distort their meaning or relevance. For example, overviewing this point tropes, framing every all future like the Terminator without deeper creator or misapplying historical parallels, comparing blockchain or printing press without acknowledging contextual difference, or for example, bad forecasting in future is research refers the flawed or project that ignore critical variable.
Yes, you are right.
Ignoring black is now event, failing to anticipate, and ethical blind spot. For example, key difference, bad casting, missing narrative and or theories, bad forecasting, misapplying data and trend. Supervisual engagement with culture or history, bad forecasting, over reliance or technical models. Bad casting result in create or culturally future, and bad forecasting result in a culture or oppressive future.
Okay, thank you. Yes, you are right. You are just providing us with the techniques of backcasting and forecasting. You know, backcasting.
Yes.
In backcasting, we need several techniques, as you mentioned, like seeing the time that we are trying to achieve to it. In fact, by focusing on actions and reactions which are needed. Yes, you are right. Thank you. Okay, anyone else, please? Anyone else? Okay. Thank you. Okay, let's speak about several thinkers of futures studies and go to the second part of our discussion. Okay. I have noted several of them. Of course, there are many important thinkers and future and figures in futures studies, but some of them, at least as I see, are most well known. Maybe I am making a mistake, but it came to my mind that these people are more important. So, one of the most important one is Toffler, Alvin Toffler. So Toffler was an American writer, as you know, and he was a futurist who is best known for his books. And you know his really important book, Future Shock and the Third Wave. That's such an important one. Another person which I want to name him here is Henderson, Hazel Henderson. So Henderson is also American, and he's also an author. He's also well known for her work on different issues, but maybe the most important one is sustainable development in humanities, as we know. So sustainable development makes such a change, such a change in our mind. And nowadays, you know that these theories of sustainability, sustainable development, sustainable growth, sustainable futurology, this term sustainable is among the most important terminologies we have in our humanities. So Henderson made a role. She made a role to put this word on the heart of our studies and discussions. So another person which I want to speak about him is Amira. Amira is also an American and also an author who is known for his work on the concept of future shock. And someone else, Idris Zaher. I don't know you're familiar with the name of or not, but Zaher is an Egyptian futurist, and he has written several books. One of the most important work of him, which because of that book maybe he's more well known and famous, is Islamic Futurism. So I don't know you're familiar with the book or not, but it's a great book somehow. Okay, of course, as you know, this field of studying is rich and it has a history. Of course, it's young, but still it has a rich history in its limited and short life. So there are several important people that maybe I didn't mention them. I just named those that came in my mind and noted them before our class to speak about them with you. So it doesn't mean, what I said doesn't mean that important people are only these ones. Maybe there are people who I'm not aware of them, and they are even more effective and more important in this field of studying. So we can go to the second part of our discussion and speak about relations between humanities and future studies. In the first part of our discussion, we have spoken about the definitions of futures or futurology or futures studies. We have spoken about methodologies, we have spoken about different branches, we have spoken about different people in this field of studying, and of course terminology of this field of studying. Our friend, do you have anything to share with us? Can you lead the class and speak, please? Ms. Ashrafi, I volunteer. I saw your icon linking.
No.
But I'm sure Ms. Dawali.
Sorry, I have another question.
Yes, go on with your
You talked about main branches of future study, and my question is which branch of future study does linguistic research belong to? Is it related to cultural futures or educational futures? I don't know.
It's such a such a technical question. So I just try to make it clear as I see it. Maybe it's not in accordance with the knowledge that you are expert in that knowledge, but I just try to share what I have in my mind. When it comes to linguistics, futures studies can help us not only to see who we are in terms of our languages, but also who we are going in the future when it comes to our languages. So languages are dynamical entities. They are not stable entities. They are dynamics, and they change across the time. So understanding how the world is going to get changed, to get experienced by the changes that are coming from the side of languages is such an important issue. Because as we know, languages are not just instruments or tools. They are the way that are that we are existing on the surface of Earth. They are defining the limitations and the potentialities and contingencies of our life, our existence, as I mentioned, on the surface of Earth. So as we can see nowadays, artificial intelligence, which is really related to the functionality of languages, LLM, large language models, is the engine of AI. So it shows how languages are really like each other. As you know, Noam Chomsky, as a thinker, had or has a theory, because he's alive. There were some rumors that he's dead, but he himself came out several times and said, no, I'm alive. Sorry, but I'm still alive. So Noam Chomsky contributed us with a theory, which was really important. And I think artificial intelligence nowadays is letting us to know more about his theory. And in fact, artificial intelligence is like a laboratory that put his theory on practice, examined it. And as I see it, I'm not expert in this field, sorry, but it's just what comes to my mind. As I see it, it proves somehow his theory, that languages in their structures, in their backbones, in their functionalities, in the way that they are presenting and existing, in fact, in a philosophical manner of approaching toward the issue, are the same. So if the languages are the same and diversities are happening from the side of evolution of languages in details, not in their backbones, I think future studies can show us, or at least can help us to examine this idea, that in futures, our languages going toward each other more and more. We have more integrated global language. I don't mean just everyone everywhere will speak in and by one language. I mean languages get closer to each other. So, sorry, I'm not expert in this field, just because I wanted to provide you with an answer. I try to penetrate toward the discipline of linguistics. Do you have anything else to add to your question? Is it okay?
Thanks so much for explaining.
You're welcome. Okay. Let me check the time. Yes. So we can speak about other part of our discussion. Okay, futures studies is a part of humanities, as I mentioned. And we need to explore the relationship between futures studies and the humanities. So I said that futures studies is an interdisciplinary and multidisciplinary field that studies possible futures. But we have to keep in our mind, in doing so, it is needed to seek to understand how social, how political, how environmental, how cultural, how different aspects of humanities, knowledges, I mean, how even psychological trends are shaping our future. So our future is not shaping outside our life, and our life is divided to the fields of humanities. One important issue that we have to keep in our mind when it comes to humanities is that humanities are about our life. Humanities are not instruments for our life, as it happens when it comes to other forms of science. Humanities, which we can define them as knowledge rather than science, are about our life. So, because future is going to take place in our life, so it's the future of our life. It's not separated from our humanities. So future studies can or should use a variety of methods, a variety of techniques to what? To explore, to visit our possible future in terms of different aspects of our humanities. Of course, with using those layers, in going towards those layers, I mean scenario making, forecasting, and backcasting. So future studies itself is about everything that we have in humanities, but also it's relatively new field within humanities such a discipline. As we know, it has grown rapidly, so fast it has grown up in recent years, and it's among those disciplines that we can call it among the fastest disciplines in terms of growth. So why we need this discipline? As I mentioned, because the complexity of our world, which we are facing with a more complex world today. We have an increasing complexity in our world. And to recognize this complexity and to face with this complexity and to think about different aspects of this complexity in order to make our decisions useful, we need humanities that is about our future, and we need futurology that is about our humanities and life we have. So, you know, the humanities is nothing but the study of human culture, history, philosophy, literature, and so on. And it's the life itself. And so we have... I hear a voice. I don't know what is it. It's from this program of... There is a problem with our program. Do you have my voice?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what is it anyway. Okay. So let me go to details. Let me go to details and speak about reasons that we need futurology in humanities. We can provide you with several reasons. The first one is the core of the humanities itself. Humanities is about human experience, and human experience is going to take place not only on today but on future. So we have to seek to understand how future is getting place. So it's really clear. Our expectations of our future, our fears of our future, our encouragement about having a better future, all those tendencies and trends that makes us thinking of future are like reasons beyond the fact that we need futurology when it comes to humanities. So another issue which is important when we are making a connection between humanities and futures studies is methodology. In terms of methodology, a variety of methods that are coming that are famous, are common to the humanities, are really needed in futurology. And futurology without them is so weak. Without them is like nothing. One important issue which is really crucial for me is critical thinking. So futurology needs critical thinking as a methodology that is getting inspired by humanities, by the humanities. Another method is interpretation. Another method is imagination. I hope you are familiar with image or image in French language, image theories, which is such an important issue in several disciplines of humanities. So it helps future studies to get connected to humanities by using these methodologies. So both, I mean humanities and futures studies, are committed to one goal, which is improving human conditions, improving the human conditions. Both seeks to create a better life for people, to understand the consequences of their actions and reactions. You know, we have the chain of reactions. This chain of actionaries and reactionaries is such an important issue. And without futurology, we have no academic chance to get involved seriously with understanding, with the task of understanding the chain of actionaries and reactionaries in humanities. دوستان این زنجیره عمل باز عمل یا کنش واکنش، این رو در مطالعات آینده پژوهی خیلی خوب میشه به بحث گذاشت و این همه جای علوم انسانی مورد نیاز هست. و در واقع ما از مطالعات آینده پژوهی فقط استفاده نمی کنیم برای تمرکز محض بر آینده، بلکه یک ظرفیت روششناختی برای ما فراهم میاره که بر اساس اون میتونیم درکی حتی از گذشته پیدا بکنیم. یعنی ببینیم اون تکنیک ها رو، if we use the techniques of futures or futurology outside the field of futurology without aiming future itself, it can help us to understand even the history. It can help us to get toward the past, because it gives us a kind of mechanism, knowledge oriented mechanism that explains reasoning beyond changes from one point to another one. So as I mentioned, without futurology, humanities cannot fully understand the human life, even though understanding of human life is the task, the first and basic task of humanities. So it shows how important is futurology for humanities. So the relationship between futures studies and humanities, as I mentioned, is really complex, but really necessary. What is clear that we need both of them, and two fields have much to learn from each other. Both are really integrated, and before having futurology, humanities were like blind yani kur. And these two can get to their common and shared goals. In حرف مشترک دارن. They have shared goals. They too can go towards these shared goals, these common goals, by working together. In fact, it's not just futurology that makes future or that makes it possible to think of future. Also, humanities is about future. Humanities focuses on traditions, but understanding of traditions is not because of traditions themselves. We understand traditions to see who we are nowadays, to make it possible to go forwards future. So humanities itself is about future. So let's make some discussions about challenges between these two. I spoke about common ground between these two, same ground of these two, but let's have discussion about challenges to collaboration between future studies from one side and humanities from other side. Okay, anyone have a question, please? I don't want to be a monologue, but prefer it to be a dialogue. Do we have anyone? No? Okay. So there are several challenges to collaborate when it comes to futurology and humanities. One challenge is that the two fields have different cultures and different people. So there are people who are experts in terms of futurology. There are people who are expert in different disciplines of humanities. So they have different culture. They have different people. So these people are supposed to come together and meet each other, not only in a physical way, but also in a knowledge-oriented way. So why people and knowledge of these two disciplines are different? Because as I mentioned, maybe in Persian, I don't remember now. As I mentioned, futurology is coming from the side of industry. It was started with people of other forms of knowledge, science, in fact, not knowledge. It was not the product of humanities in the first place, even though we know how it is related to humanities nowadays, but it was proposed with people of other forms of knowledge, because it was needed for people to understand the future of industry. It was needed for people of those fields to understand the future of economics, financial issues. It was such a crucial way, such a crucial to make a prediction about financial issues. Nowadays, now as individuals in our homes, we have so many concerns about the price of gold. We don't know, is it the time to go and sell it, to go and to keep it, so to buy it, to sell it. Of course, I don't have gold. Don't make a mistake. I just know there are several of people among you that have kept so many treasures in their house. So it was so crucial, so beneficial, so important for these people to, I mean people of financial sector, to know how future is going to take place. But later, we understood this discipline is really important, not only for this kind of issues, but also for humanities, for the humanities itself, or themselves, because humanities are plural. Okay, so one challenge is the challenge of cultures and people. Another challenge is that these two fields have different priorities somehow. Of course, nowadays these priorities are getting closer to each other, but when they were separated from each other and futures studies was mostly about financial and industrial and technological matters, and humanities was not concerned with these issues, in its first place, at least in the way that futurology was concerned with them. So the priorities was different or were different as well. But nowadays that humanities and futurology are meeting each other more and more, I think the priorities getting closer to each other as well. And one important issue which I can name it as the last challenge when it comes to collaboration between futurology and humanities is the lack of awareness, lack of knowledge. I mean by the lack of awareness, lack of knowledge of the work of each others. So people of humanities are not concerned with the outcome of the studies of futurology and vice versa. I mean people of that side, futures studies are not concerned with the outcome of studies of humanities. They are not interested to it, in fact, somehow. So that's one other problem. I just wanted to mention it. But it doesn't mean the existence of these problems, these challenges, doesn't mean that we don't have opportunities for collaboration between futures studies and the humanities. And there are, in fact, so many opportunities. The opportunities are more than problems and challenges. When it comes to collaboration, when it comes to cooperation, when it comes to integration between futures studies and the humanities. So one opportunity which I can present it as a propose is to try to develop new methods for exploring possible futures in humanities. So we have to use futures studies as a methodology in our humanities, in different aspects, in different forms, in different disciplines of humanities. We can try to, first of all, get aware of futures studies, and second of all, try to use it as a methodology, to put it in practice. Another opportunity which I can name it, using humanities as a methodology in futurology. What does it mean, using humanities as a methodology? So humanities includes so many methods. So we can use these methods, these methodologies, to understand the implications of new issues, the complexities of new issues that are concerned with the goals of futures studies. So in other words, we have to use methodologies of humanities in futures studies. We have to penetrate, we have to put in practice methodologies of humanities in our futures studies research programs. And of course, one other opportunity which I can name it is trying to create public engagement programs between people to think about future in terms of humanities. You know our public sphere in general, and public sphere of us, I mean Iranians, in the specific term of the in the specific meaning of the term, is suffering with having no discussion about humanities and futurology. It's not a public sphere that can make a change. Our public sphere is somehow full with so many discussions that are not expert-oriented ones, that are not driving from the side of technical considerations inspired by humanities and by futures studies. As you know, Habermas has such a great discussion about the necessity of having public sphere engaged with thinking critically and thinking with focus on different aspects of humanities. So, okay, I don't want just to go to the theory of Habermas. I think everyone is so tired. Am I right?
No.
Unfortunately, because I'm really tired.
Okay.
I'm formally in the land of lack of energy. Okay, go on.
This was an interesting topic, dear professor. And I think that Iran, we as Iranian, we have very important duties, and we have to pay attention more than other countries to the humanities and futurology in all different aspects and in all different branches that you mentioned. It is very necessary for us to pay attention to social future studies, to economy, political, and cultural, all different fields. We have to care about humanities, and it is very, very important for us.
Yes, you are absolutely right. Exactly. What you have mentioned is really important. Let me explain it. You mean because our future is in danger, because we are living in a land that can potentially face with so many problems, so we as a nation need this discipline even more than other nations in the world.
Yes.
In terms of our political future, in terms of our economical future, in terms of our social futures. That's right. Absolutely, you are right. And that's the problem we have. And let me say something which is not good. Unfortunately, our knowledge of futurology is less than others. Even though our need to this discipline of knowledge is more than others, our knowledge to futurology is really acquired. دوستان acquired یعنی ناشیانه. Is really limited. So unfortunately, we have made it something else. We have made an ideological approach out of it. So for us, futurology is like a kind of instrument to think about our wishes, our dreams, and try to make some form of scientific justification out of our wishes. So we try to prove others that what we have in our mind is going to take place by using futurology. So futurology is not serving our ideologies. It's not supposed to serve our ideologies. It is supposed to break our ideologies. It is supposed to let us to see the reality waiting for us in future. So the reality will hug us. Believe it or not, accept it or not, the reality is waiting for you. It can be a good reality and it can be a bad reality. What futurology can do, the share of futurology as a discipline, is helping you to form it in a good way. But reality is reality. You cannot escape reality as future, as your future, as your absolute future. So you are absolutely right. I'm with you. So anyone else, please? Okay. Well, let me, because we don't have any volunteer and it's completely up to me to continue with so many thanks to Ms. Tahiri and Ms. Ashrafi for participation and in fact helping me with having this class with you. Let me just summarize what I have said. I started with speaking about definitions of future studies and about the nature of future studies, which is both interdisciplinary and multidisciplinary. We've spoken about important term in future studies, which is trends and tendencies. So we've spoken about different layers of futures and futures studies, which were forecasting, backcasting, and before them, scenario making. Then we have spoken about branches of futures studies in different aspects of it. And then we have a discussion about important thinkers in futures studies. I may name several of them. Then we started with speaking about the necessity of having futures studies when it comes to humanities, how these two disciplines are really integrated to each other, and there is no way to escape the integration and combination of these two when it comes to a scientific attitude toward these two. So after it, we spoke about several challenges which we have, and based on that, we have spoken about several opportunities that we have. Anyway, I hope that I've given you a better understanding of the relationship between these two, and I really encourage you to learn about futures, futurology, or futures studies in a relation with your field of study. I think nowadays it's not just like an option, but also it's a need, and you have to do it if you want to be successful in terms of your studying and your research programs in the field of your academic work. So let me speak about our next session topic and try to find a one which everyone is okay with that. So please come up with proposes. دوستان اگه پیشنهادی دارید بفرمایید برای جلسه بعدمون. موضوعی به ذهنتون میاد؟ من راستشو بخواید حواسم هم نبود، فکری نکردم. حالا میتونیم با هم فکر کنیم الان.
دوستان میشه مثلا تخصصی ترش هم کرد همین در واقع آینده پژوهی رو روی چند تا رشته و اینکه در واقع ارتباطش با اون حوزه های برجسته تر علوم انسانی الان چیه، به معنی این که چقدر الان کاربرد داره تو ایران وضعیت
چطوریه؟ سخت نمیشه به نظر اگه شما بخواید من دوستان، ولی سخت میشه. باید بریم تو ترمینالوژی. باید بریم تو ترمینالوژی. ببین الان ما کلن من این جلسه یه بخش اصلی حرف ما فقط کارهای ترمینالوژیکال بود. من 5-6 تا کلمه رو سعی کردم توضیح بدم، چون شما هرچی ورودتون بیشتر بشه به درون یک حوزه مطالعاتی، واژه ها تخصصی تر میشن و وابسته تر میشن به واژه های دیگری که برای فهم اونها باید در واقع اون گفتمان پیرامونشون رو هم پیش کشید و پیش برد. من حرفی ندارم، میتونیم یه حوزه رو انتخاب بکنیم. حالا میخواید بعدن برگردیم اگه دوست داشتن دوستان، هم به آینده پژوهی هم به مباحث دیگه، همه اینا میخواید الان؟ چون ما هنوز خیلی جلسات داریم، باز هر جور صلاح میدونید. حالا نمیدونم چه حوزه‌ای رو بگذاریم که به همه علاقه میخواید. البته میتونیم در مورد زبان حرف بزنیم دوستان. زبان درسته که خودش یک در بخشی از علوم انسانی است، اما در مثل دین، مثل آینده پژوهی، هر دیسیپلینی، هم عرصه هر عرصه مطالعاتی در علوم انسانی به شدت وابسته به زبانه و به قول یکی از صاحب نظران، امروز روز علوم انسانی کمابیش سرشتی زبانشناختی پیدا کرده، یا تا حدی میشه مثلا گفت که هیچ رشته‌ای مصون و بیرون از زبان نمونده. اگر دوست دارید، البته خب طبیعتاً این باز کمی تخصصی‌تر میشه چون مفاهیم پیچیده‌تر فلسفی معابتری رو باید مطرح کنیم برای توضیح نسبت زبان و دیسیپلین‌های علوم انسانی، اگر دوست دارید این رو کار بکنیم، اگر نه که یک چیز دیگه رو پیدا بکنیم، مثلا رسانه، اینجور چیزها، اینترنت، چه میدونم، اینجور بحث ها همه میشه. این بحث های ساده مثل رسانه، اینترنت، بحث های پیچیده تر مثل زبان، هر جور صلاح میدونید.
رسانه منظورتون است؟ خود رسانه به ما هو رسانه است یا کامیونیکیشن منظورتونه به معنی ارتباط؟
نه 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 نه، رسانه به معنی عامش و نسبتش با علوم انسانی که در عرصه های مختلفی بحث میکنیم.
مدیا رو شما منظورتون دیگه همونطور مدیا صحبت کنیم و ارتباطش با علوم انسانی.
بله بله، مدیا به معنی عامش که مثلا که جوانب مختلف داره، از مدیا به این معنا که به اصطلاح علوم انسانی نیاز به گسترش داره، فراگیر شدن داره، تا مدیا به این معنا که اصحاب علوم انسانی امروزه خودشون نوعی سلبریتی شدن براشون اتفاق افتاده، از مدیا به این معنا که در واقع دانش از اون سرشت اسکولاستیک و قدیمیش که نباید به کسی میگفتی و راز مگو بود خارج شده، اتفاقا دانش در نشرشه. خیلی جوانب داره. حالا یه موضوع دیگه هم که به ذهنم رسید، لایف استایل، سبک زندگی، این هم موضوع بدی نیست. در مورد علوم انسانی و سبک زندگی هم میشه حرف زد. بالاخره ما اینا همه آشکش که خالمونه، بخوریم پامونه، نخوریم هم پامونه، یعنی باید حالا دیر و زود داره اما سوخت و سوز نداره. بالاخره یه جلسه رو باید بذاریم رو زبان، یکی رو باید بذاریم رو لایف استایل، یکی رو باید بذاریم رو رسانه، موضوعات عمومی. اینجوری به ذهن من میاد، شاید دوستان چیزایی به ذهنشون بیاد جالب باشه و اونا رو برگزینیم، ولی همین در نگاه نخست و بدون دقت خاصی به نظرم میاد همینا هم دیگه موضوعاتی که در دسترسن. حالا هر کدوم صلاح میدونید. میخواید در مورد لایف استایل صحبت کنیم، در مورد سبک زندگی و علوم انسانی؟ کمی این حوزه داینامیکی هست، کمی جذاب شاید برای دوستان باشه و دوستانم که من میبینم ماشاءالله دوز روشن فکری در کلاس ما سر به آستان آسمان ساییده و خلاصه اون حس روشن فکر معابی عزیزان رو به خوبی میتونه پاسخ مثبت بده. تا دلتون بخواد خلاصه توسن روشن فکری رو میتونید بتازانید و پیش برید دیگه. خب پس موافقن دوستان در مورد لایف استایل؟ We are going to speak about life styles and its relationships with humanity. That's all right. Proved.
Okay.
Ratified. خب ratified هم یعنی تصویب شد. بسیار عالی، خیلی ممنون، متشکرم.
استاد شد راجب لایف استایل و ارتباطش با هیومانیتی؟
آره دیگه، آره دیگه. نمیخواید مستقل از هیومانیتی صحبت کنیم؟
نه استاد، فقط سوال کردم.
آره به نظر من ما هر کاری که میکنیم، این علت این که اینقدر سخت دنبال اینجور چراغ گرفتیم در تاریکی کورسوی نور میافکنیم و سوسوی نور کم رو تحمل میکنیم، همه اینا برای اینه که میخوایم یه موضوعی پیدا کنیم که بشه یه جوری ضبط و ربطش داد به علوم انسانی. و الا خب موضوع زیاده، میتونستیم در مورد خیلی صحبت کنیم. خوبه، موافقم. بسیار عالی. پس دوستان باز قرارمون یادتون نره، میتونید هفته بعد ابتدای جلسه اگر نکته ای، ایده ای، انگاره ای، سخنی در باب موضوع این جلسه داشتید، اون یه رو 20 دقیقه اول کلاس مطرح بفرمایید و دوستان همه استفاده ببریم و یاد بگیریم ازتون. بعد شروع میکنیم به موضوع جلسه بعد که لایف استایل هست. امیدوارم روز خوب و خوشی داشته باشید و بابت این صدای خشدار و زنگدار خودم هم که سرتون رو در آورد معذرت میخوام. خب
دست شما
درد نکنه،
اصلا
نباشه. دست شما درد نکنه.
خدا نگهدار.
خداحافظ. دوستان سلامت باشید. خیلی ممنون، متشکر. دوستان چیز همینجا رو، مثل که تشریف دارن، ضبط رو ببینم میبندن، اگر ببندن نشان دهنده